flies goodbye, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one go from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, cause there's a spark in you, you've got it tonight.
For all of you Edward Cullen fans who are leaving a space in between your garlic and salt on the doorway for him to come in, that was for you girls.
She got the moon in her eyes.
Well, kids, it is February 22nd, and it is a fabulous, amazing, and wonderful day. Thank you for joining me. I gotta tell you, since we have been together since, what, last week? Wait till you hear the week that I've had. I started a new job. I put in about 70 hours. I'm director of operations now, covering five companies. So I put in about 70 hours for work alone. I created an essential oils class because that was due, and that was a side thing, obviously. I know you guys know that I teach classes on the side. So I created that. I taught a chakras class. That was 2 hours. I taught my essential oils class. I taught my witchy class. In between there, I also... God, what else did I do? For one thing, I was awake for 38 hours straight in a row. I was a little looped up by the time I was done. Way too much Pepsi, but wow. No sleep at all. I had a conference call with Beijing. That was interesting, considering I don't speak the language, and there was a major language barrier there. I put on a trade show at my company for agriculture, and there was a assload of people there. The place was full. It went off without a hitch. Yay. And then I put on a concert with the band 32 Below for my nearest and dearest 500 best friends and, well, okay, strangers. What else? Oh, I packed because we're moving. Oh, yeah, can't forget that I also did two investigations within there, too, Saturday and Sunday. It has been insane is just an understatement of the decade. That whole, I am woman, hear me roar. I'm here to tell you right now that feels like a bunch of crap. I am woman, and I need a nap. So we're going to try and make this show fun and exciting, and hopefully you're going to learn a lot. Yeah. So when the show is done, guys, I'm going to sleep. I need a nap. My youngest daughter, Heather, had a birthday, by the way. She turned 19, and she had a super fun day. So happy birthday, Heather Feather Pookie Bear. She's going to kill me for saying that, but I'm sorry. Ever since she was born, she has always been a Heather Feather Pookie Bear, and she's always going to be my baby. Honey, I don't care if you're 70 years old, because you know I'm going to live to be very old anyway. You're always going to be my baby, so happy birthday, baby. And my son-in-law, Craig, or I'm sorry, my future son-in-law, is coming home for a visit. He has been over in Iraq fighting for our freedom, and he gets to come home for a couple of weeks. So that's very exciting things happening in my family. So welcome home, Craigles. I'm sure my daughter, Ashley, who everybody knows, is going to be beyond over-the-top excited to see you. I know that I am, so... Thank you for all that you've done for us and for fighting for our freedom and protecting us. And we owe you more than just a word of gratitude. We owe you our lives. So thank you for that. So welcome home, Craigles. Okay, so I don't know if you can hear this or not. I'm actually doing this from my home instead of going into the cities to record in the studio. But my cat decided that now is the perfect time. By the way, my cat's name is Princess Squeaky Bear. Don't mock me. But she decided that now would be the perfect time to eat her dinner. So if you hear a bunch of chomping in the background, that would be Princess Squeaky Bear. She's a sweet, sweet cat, but she's also a little bit insane. Some people would say, is she your familiar? No. No, she's just an insane kitty that we rescued from being drowned in the lake. So she's a little sweetie pie, but she's got terrible timing. So if you hear the crunching in the background, that would be Bear.
Welcome to Spell Intel.
First of all, yes, I am completely aware that the quality is not as good as when I'm in the studio, but frankly, I do not have time to get down to the studio right now, so we're going to have to just go with it until I can get the right equipment up here so I can, you know, try and figure out how to do this from home. This is something new for me, so yeah, we're just going to run with it. So sorry about the quality. I will go shopping. But until then, okay, I've got some great spells for you. So here is a very simple little magic spell for you beginners. It's a Find What Is Lost spell. The little chant may not seem like a real spell, but it can still, you know, whop a powerful little punch. And if you're lost something and you're looking for it, you know, this could help you. So you're going to need a white candle. No big deal. You're going to light that candle, put it in a holder, you know, something that's easy to carry. Bring it from room to room and repeat the following. I need what I seek. Give me a peek. Draw my eyes for my prize. And not where your missing item is hiding. So that's a really easy one. All you need is a candle, and I need what I seek. Give me a peek. Draw my eyes for my prize. And just wander around your house, and you're going to find it. Just keep going to where you're guided to, and you are going to find what you lost. Got a cute little plant spell for you. It's a grow some wealth spell. It's a simple one. All you need is a plant. Something, a thriving plant, so if you're like me, you're going to have to actually go out and get a real one, because all of my plants are silk, because I do not have a green thumb. So, go out. Buy a plant if you don't already have one that's already alive. Get a coin and a sprinkling of some dried patchouli. So any plant will do. A basil plant or basil works better, but if you can't get a hold of that, you know, any plant will do. Just sprinkle a little bit of that patchouli on the soil, then stick the edge of the coin into that soil in the same place so part of that coin is still sticking up out of the dirt. That's all you have to do. Take care of your plant, nurture it. When new money starts materializing in your life, spend that coin right away and then put a new one in its place, and then you're going to always have money coming in. So very simple little money plant spell. Easy peasy. Our next spell is a sweet little home protection spell. It's called a sprinkling of protection. It's all about keeping your house safe and sound and, you know, a little protection magic. Of course, this doesn't mean that you should just leave your doors unlocked and your windows undone, you know, to use common sense. But help that common sense with a little magic. All you need is a little bit of salt and some teaspoon of garlic powder. By the way, no, you cannot cheat and just buy salted garlic or garlic salt. That's cheating, so don't do that. So you're going to grab your salt, and you're going to grab your garlic, and you're going to mix it together, and you're going to sprinkle a little bit of it at each of your doors, thresholds, and windowsills, and that's going to keep out negative energy. Sadly, that might keep out Edward Cullen as well, so keep that in mind, all you Twilight people. What are you guys called? Not tweeters, that's, I don't know, doesn't matter. Anyway, if you want the vampires to come in, I guess you're going to have to give them an opening, so there you go. You can't really get much easier than that. So garlic, salt, sprinkle it around. If you want Edward to come in, leave a little door opening for him. Have you lost contact with, you know, a special friend of yours or some acquaintance that you'd like to see again or get back in contact with? Can't find them on Facebook or MySpace. Does anybody actually use MySpace anymore? Anyway, I digress. Here's a little magic spell that will try and help you get back in touch with your friend again. Easy. All you need is a white candle, sandalwood oil and incense, a photograph of your friend, a glass bowl or a cup of water, and a small handful of raw sea salt. What you're going to do is you're going to light your incense and anoint the candle with the sandalwood oil. Light the candle to begin your spell. Set the photo in front of you and think about some of the memories that you've had with your friend, all of the wonderful things and that you did and the places that you went, and just, you know, really happy, fun memories, things that are going to help you remember that friend and you know, send out to the universe that you're looking for that person. If you actually don't have a picture of your friend, one thing that you can do is write that the name of your friend, you know, the full name, on a piece of paper. Slowly pour the salt into your bowl of water while you repeat, "Contact me," while the salt drops. Leave the bowl of salted water next to the candle while it burns. Your friend will make contact with you before the water evaporates from the bowl, or at least so the spell says, so try that. It's really simple, and you don't need a long, you know, drawn-out spell for this. Just contact me, and just make sure, remember, magic is all about intent. It's all about putting it out to the universe, what your heart wants, what your emotions want. The more emotion and the more oomph that you put into your feelings, the more powerful your spell is going to be. So, whoever you're looking for, go and contact your friend. And our last spell is all about bringing you happiness. It's called Happiness Blooms. Bring positive, fresh energy to your life with happiness spells and fresh flowers. All you need is jasmine or lilac oil, one fresh flower of any kind, paper and pencil, a yellow candle, and a heat-proof container. Light the candle and write three things on the piece of paper that are making you unhappy right now. So three things that are making you sad. Put the paper in the candle flame and let it burn. You can drop it into the bowl when it gets going. So when it gets to be too hot and it's on fire, drop it into that bowl. Rub a little bit of oil on the flower and breathe in the smell. Visualize your problems disappearing with the ash of the paper and replace that stress with the joy of the flower. Then set that flower in the bowl over the ashes and leave it on your altar to remind you to be happy. So it's just a nice little change your outlook, get rid of the old, bring in the new. It's just a wonderful, nice thing. And you know what? Fresh flowers, that always makes people happy anyway. So I want you to try that. And with all of the spells that I'm telling you throughout the weeks, I've got them up on my website, empoweringthedivine.com. So if you can't, you know, listen or write down fast enough, which I do confess I talk a lot or talk too much or whatever. I've got them all up on my website, empoweringthedivine.com. All you have to do is, on the front page, there is a link to click on chat and learn, and they're all in there. And if you have questions, you know, shoot me an email, contact me. I want to know how your spells are doing. So every week, let me know how your spells are doing, because it's important. And if you've got questions, or if you've got some spells that you would like to have on the show, for God's sake, let me know. I'll have you on the show, and you can tell your spells if you want to, as long as they're all about helping and not hurting. Remember, we don't do anything that's going to bend other people's will, and we don't do anything that's going to harm. We are all about helping and love and healing. So, all right, those are your spells for this week.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
Moongazer. We are in a new moon. Woo! For new moons, that is all about starting new ventures and new beginnings. It's great for love and romance and health, even job hunting. The new moon is all about brand new starts. Everything is a new, you know, full of possibilities. All these amazing things can happen, you know, because it's a brand new moon and you're going to start brand new, amazing, magical things. A great little new moon spell that we're going to do is just a little wish spell, a little love spell. All you need is a piece of paper, a pen, the new moon, which is there, obviously, and a candle. On the night of the new moon, write down your dream or your wish on your piece of paper. Light the candle and simply look into the flames as they dance in the darkness in the room that you're in. Just watch the flames, you know, get mesmerized by it, because all that beauty, and put all of your energy into it. Remember what I just told you, it's all about intent, and the more emotion that you put into it, the more powerful your spell is going to be. Then close your eyes and visualize your wish coming true. Look to the moon and request that the Lady of the Moon grant your wish, and then thank her. Now take that piece of paper and burn it in the candle and repeat this 12 nights in a row. If you happen to miss a night, you're going to have to start all over, but not during a waning moon. So, very simple little wish spell. I love little wish spells. I love wishes. I love the moon. You can always do your wishes with the moon. By the way, just as a public service announcement, a little PSA, there are a lot of websites out there that are all about magic, witchcraft, paganism, you know, everything of the like, a lot of them will offer to do your spells for you for a fee. Do not do that. Do not waste your money. You know, everybody's out to make a buck. I get that. You know, bless them, whatever. But you're going to see that people will charge somewhere between $2 and I've seen them as high as $10,000 to do something that you can do yourself. And frankly, you doing your own spells and putting all of your emotions and intent and magical being into your own stuff is going to make your spell far, far more powerful than somebody that you paid over PayPal to do it for you. They're not going to have what's in your heart, and they're not going to know what, you know, you need. You have what's in your heart. You have your emotions, and you're going to tap into those to make your spells more powerful. Like I said, I get people are trying to make a buck. I personally find it really unethical to offer to do people's spells for a fee. I want to help people, and I know everybody, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but most other people, they will do stuff on your behalf with your permission, for free to help you. Those people that are out charging you to do your witchcraft for you, it's wrong. Don't do it. Please, please, please listen to Lisa. I don't claim to know everything, but I do know magic. And I know that your spell, if you need something bad enough, only you can create that. So you can have help, but certainly, certainly do not pay a stranger to do a spell for you. I'll get off my soapbox in a second. I'm just telling you, it's ridiculous out there, just like any other faith and any other industry, I guess, out there. You know, there's going to be charlatans out there. Don't go to them. Do your own spells. They're going to have far better impact, and they're going to work so much better than if you paid a stranger. I will now step down from my soapbox. I thought, since it's February, you know, the month of love, Valentine's Day, that our next song should be a love song. So I chose A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. So enjoy.
I love you for
Against popular belief in most south states of Nigeria that witches and wizards transmit the HIV virus and are responsible for the increasing number of people that are affected by the disease, a medical expert, Dr. Echo Aufetet, has strongly disabused the notion, because, you know, that's rocket science, delivering a lecture on the menace of HIV and AIDS organized by Okubra Local Government Council. Aufetet warned, I don't know why I'm choosing these, only because I can't even pronounce half of the words, but warned that church pastors, who are one of the main sources of the wrong information, should stop being presumptuous over the belief that HIV and AIDS can be gotten through witchcraft or other demonic powers. Let me just state, witchcraft are no demonic powers, so, okay, off my high horse. Aufetet said, HIV is a virus that harms the body and that is a pandemic which permeates the annals of our society. He urged pregnant women in the area to go for HIV counseling and testing so that to prevent their unborn babies from getting infected if they themselves were infected with the virus. Very good idea. He advised the people to imbibe preventive measures available to them, such as correct use of Lipper condoms, as well as how to relate with people living with the virus. A non-governmental organization at the workshop, the John Support, asked the participants to protect the rights of those living with the virus. Director of Education, Mr. Lawrence Ogar, who was present at the workshop, thanked the participants for coming and acknowledged the efforts of Dr. Aufetet in delivering the lecture on HIV and AIDS as commendable. Very commendable. Seriously, though, the pastors are telling people that you're getting AIDS from witches? Seriously. Not rocket science. I get that, and it's not like they're living in a, you know, industrial society. Totally get that, but seriously, there isn't anything that people don't blame us for, but now AIDS too? Ugh. People are dumb. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday, the start of Mardi Gras, and you know what that means other than, you know, women showing their boobies for beads? You might be surprised that the origins of Mardi Gras actually are pagan. Bet you didn't know that, did you? The indulgence in food and wine and the relaxed sexual mores that accompany the festival are akin to Bacchanalia, which was a pre-Christian era when the Romans would celebrate the spring equinox and with all kinds of gusto and wild abandon, and I'm sure lots of boobies. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, but Mardi Gras actually had its roots in Venice, Italy. Mardi Gras, or Martedì Grasso, not Fat Tuesday, but rather Fatty or Greasy Tuesday, was the very last day that meat as well as milk and eggs could be consumed before Lent. The term is Italian in origin, and it is derived from a common usage in Renaissance Italian. The expression Giorno di Magro, a lean day, was widely employed by Italian Renaissance cookery books to denote recipes for non-meat days. And there were many in the Renaissance calendar beyond Lent, Fridays, and Christmas Eve. Bet you didn't know that either. Let's see, one of the Renaissance chefs' biggest challenges was cooking without meat, dairy, poultry, or eggs on the many days of the year when those foods could not be consumed. The Giorno Grasso, or Greasy Day, was the day when meat, fat, and grease could be consumed. Mardi Gras is celebrated in many countries, and in the U.S., it's synonymous with New Orleans. Or New Orleans. Today is Fat Tuesday. Well, yesterday was Fat Tuesday. Or as the Venetians would say, Greasy Tuesday and the last day of eating rich fatty foods, after which many give up all sorts of things in addition to food to fast for the season of Lent. It's a Christian ritual when many of the faithful commit to fasting or giving up certain types of luxuries as a form of penance. You'll notice that, like, McDonald's has their Fish Friday. You're going to see fish fries all over the place. I personally enjoy that because that's kind of fun. I love the fish. What are you going to give up for Lent? I was thinking for me, I'm going to give up chocolate. I think that's a perfect thing to give up. I'm going to give up chocolate. And I know some of you are like, oh my God, she's going to give up chocolate. That's a huge deal. Yes. Yes, it is. It is a huge deal. Little secret though, I don't much care for chocolate. But when I say that I'm giving up chocolate, everybody thinks that I'm like giving up this huge thing. And oh, yeah, I don't really like sweets. So, Jews also have a similar spring equinox festival, Purim, also related to the early pagan spring rituals. It's the only day that rabbis tell their congregants to get drunk. And some report that Orthodox Jews might even eat pork on Purim. Ash Wednesday is today for the Christians. It's the beginning of the sixth Sunday observance for Lent and other it ends on Easter Sunday, which this year is April 8th, 2012. So, all the Jews were getting hammered. Good for them. Have fun. In New Orleans, Mardi Gras practices include wearing masks and costumes, disregard for social conventions, dancing, sports competitions, parades, and expressions of behavior not acceptable the rest of the year, like showing your boobies for beads. In New Orleans, beads are thrown from balconies to the people parading in the streets as scantily clad women and men parade through the streets. It's called Carnival in many countries, but the traditions are basically the same as people let down their guard and eat and revel before the weeks of fasting begins. Boobies for beads. New Orleans revelers let loose on Fat Tuesday. Parties and parades roll and revelers frolic and shower in beads and Shrove Tuesday. They call that Pancake Day. My husband actually always, when he first got here, we would go out for breakfast and they would offer him pancakes and he would look at the servers like they were insane because, you know, you only have pancakes over in Britain on Pancake Day. And they don't eat it with syrup and delicious butter and stuff like that. No, sugar and lemon. And to him, eating pancakes is like a dessert, you know, with all the sweets on there and everything. So he actually eats them with a spoon. I know, he's a little weird, but he's British, so what do you expect? So anyway, pancakes are one of the most popular foods that have traditionally been consumed during Mardi Gras. It's customary to start the day with a breakfast of pancakes in England, like I just told you. And in New Orleans, pancakes are used to roll meat in. What are those called? There's a term for that. Pigs in a blanket. I think that's what they is. I think that's what they call it. Pigs in a blanket. So roll their meat in there. Pigs in a blanket. Polish Catholics consume poxy or deep-fried fruit-filled donut-like cakes. Fastnachts are traditional German pastries, and the Pennsylvania Dutch housewives continue the tradition in the United States by baking them for Mardi Gras. Swedes enjoy fastlagsbule, made from flour and almond paste. And for all of you Swedes and Polish and Pennsylvania Dutch, I am so sorry I'm butchering your food. I never heard of this stuff before. Second most popular to the famous beads thrown by the thousands in New Orleans is king cake, and it is sold everywhere to Mardi Gras revelers. It's dusted on top with sugar, colored in traditional colors of Mardi Gras. It's usually baked in round shape, but it's also baked like cupcakes. In New Orleans, jambalaya is the traditional dish, and everyone has their own recipe that might include a combination of any or all these ingredients. A whole chicken is stewed with smoked sausage, shrimp, and then combined with bell pepper, rice, tomatoes, and flavored with chili powder, pepper sauce, and Cajun seasoning. Cayenne in Worcestershire is this thick Cajun soup served atop steaming white rice. Muffalettas are the next as New Orleans favorite. It's a crusty round loaf. I cannot believe I'm doing this. It's a crusty round loaf, and it's one of the hallmarks of New Orleans favorites. These large round sandwiches remain endearing and enduring standards of the Mardi Gras food scene, filled with layers of salami, ham, cheese, olive salad, Muffalettas are cold-cut competitors to po'boys. However, some believe muffalettas can be served hot or cold. Yeah, I'm kind of bored with that now. And kind of hungry. So, there you go. Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, Mardi Gras. Everybody's showing their boobies. Yay. I think somebody should send me some beads. In Kathmandu, after the earlier death of a little boy, a 40-year-old woman was accused of practicing witchcraft, beaten and burned alive by a mob of villagers. The incident took place this last Friday in a small village located about 50 miles from Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, as reported by CNN. The woman had just finished cleaning a shed when a group of 10 people appeared. The woman was beaten with stones and sticks. Gopal Bhandari, a police superintendent in Chitwan district, was quoted saying, "They poured kerosene and threw straw over her, and then they set fire to her. No one came to her rescue, and by the time we heard about it, she had already died." The death was witnessed by the victim's 9-year-old daughter. The mob sought the woman out after a shaman told others Mahato was a witch and was responsible for the death of a boy who drowned in the river about a year ago. Police said that they showed up at the village where there was a standoff with locals who did not want them to take Mahato's body away for the post-mortem examination. Baburam Bhattari, Nepal's prime minister, I don't know if I said his name right, has warned people not to pay attention to shamans and faith healers. The government announced that 1 million rupees, which is $14,000, U.S. dollars, will be paid to Mahato's 2 children as compensation for their mother's death. According to international non-government organization CARE in Nepal, belief in witchcraft is widespread in the country, especially in rural areas. When something bad befalls a community, like the boy who drowned in the river, illiterate, single, or elderly women are sometimes singled out for responsibility and accused of being witches. While not usually killed, these women are often beaten, psychologically abused, and tortured. Their families shun them, forcing them and their children to live in the streets where they become targets of rapes and other crimes. The mob of 10, including 2 shamans and an 8-year-old boy, have been arrested on suspicion of murder. Hiro Muni Baral, a police officer quoted by CNN as saying, "Those arrested have confessed to their crime and will be charged with murder." They gave her children, $14,000 for the death of the murder of their mom, who was brutally murdered. You know, oftentimes we complain about, you know, things are tough for us here, and you know, the economy's in the toilet, and people are struggling, and we do have issues here in the United States and in the UK, in Europe. We have issues here. We have a lot of them. There's my cat again. Can you hear her? But, you know, we don't have it as bad as so many other people out there. She was set alight, and that's just heartbreaking. So, next time you feel like you're being put upon, or you're being, you know, challenged for your faith or your belief, just remember and be thankful that where you live, you're not being tortured and murdered because of your beliefs. It could be a lot worse. So, just remember that. And you guys, say a little prayer, you know, light a candle for that poor woman who was tortured like that. I'm really blessed and thankful to be living where I'm at. I don't know, I'm pretty sure that you are, too. This is just another example of why and how we need to change the perceptions. I can tell you, because, you know, we're all best friends now, that even here where I live in Sauk Center, somebody wrote into the Herald, which is the local newspaper here, and said, "Is somebody going to do something about the Satanism that's going on right underneath our noses?" And you know what they were talking about? They were talking about the classes that we put on at Heaven and Earth Essentials, which is a metaphysical store. In addition to a metaphysical store, it's also a Bath and Body store, and it's also on one side there's an antique store, and we're opening a gallery called Bless This Hat, an art gallery. But because we teach psychic development, we teach witchy classes, essential oils, intro to essential oils, and chakra balancing, and meditation, and we do yoga there, you know, because those aren't Catholic, and majority of the people that live in Sauk Center are Catholic, and 150 years old, which is not true, that's an exaggeration, but it is an elderly community here. But they just naturally assume that what we're doing in yoga, you know, the Pope, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe the Pope said that yoga was, you know, being in line and in tune with the devil. That's bullshit. And I apologize if you're offended by my swearing, but come on. We need to change the perceptions out there. Even if it's just one person at a time, because you know what? It's going to spread. And the bad stuff spreads so much faster than the good stuff out there. So please help me do this. Otherwise, what else is going to happen? I mean, as it is, there's that... I don't even know what he is. He's a senator, or I don't know. He's running for president. Santorini or Santor something. He was saying that, you know, the Satan is attacking America, you know, from within. But you know what? He's accusing us too, because he believes that witches and pagans and anybody that is not a Christian is in line and in tune with the devil. I'm sorry, but I'm not, and I know that you're not either. We have to change the perceptions, okay? We don't eat babies. That was a rumor that was going along for so long, that witches eat babies and they use their placentas for beauty. I find that disgusting. I prefer a little mud mask and, you know, a good friend of mine, she sells Mary Kay, and, you know, I'm just kidding, but you know what I mean? They assume all kinds of ridiculous things. So, no, we don't eat babies. We also don't do sacrifices. We don't hurt people. We don't do blood sacrifices. We don't go out in the middle of the night and kidnap people and drain their blood and all the other bullshit crap shit that's out there that people say. Those are words of fear. We have to stop that. We have to stop that. You know, what you do, if you want to do something that's ridiculous like that, fucking A, man. Don't say that you're a witch or that you're pagan, because you're giving the rest of us a bad name. Behave, for God's sake. And if you're a kid and you're in high school and you're trying to piss off your parents, you know, there's so many other ways that you can do it. You don't have to say that you're a witch. And you're a goth. You know what? Be a goth. Be anything you want, baby. This is your time to shine. But don't be stupid. And don't do stupid things and bad behavior. And then say, oh, I did it because I'm a witch. Because you know what? That's nothing about being a witch. That's just about being stupid. So just knock it off. What else? Our magical powers... There are magical powers, absolutely. All your spells and all of the things that you do are all about your intention. It's all about what your heart is. If your heart is all about helping people and you're doing a spell or a ritual or something and it's about helping people or whatever, it doesn't even have to be about helping people. It's not about harming people. But if you know, whatever your spell is, bring more money, bring love to you, help your crops, I don't know, whatever, just pick a thing. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's in your heart, your emotions, your intention. The more power and emotion that you put into that spell, the more likely your spell is going to actually work. Now, if that's what I was saying before about not paying other people to do it, because, well, it's just not going to work as well. I'm getting off on a tangent again. I apologize. It's one of those days. And I warned you, I was tired, so it gets me a little cranky when I'm a little tired. Alright, I think I'm going to find another song for you. Here is Christina Aguilera's You're Beautiful, and I chose this for all of you that aren't feeling not quite so beautiful, because you know what, you really are, so this one is especially for you, my darlings.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful no matter what they say.
I would like to thank all of you for joining me tonight. This has been a real honor spending this hour with you again. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. Can't tell you how much it means to me. Next week I've got a fun show for you. We've got a guest on. Actually, we've got a couple of goofy guests on. They are from the Be Merry Holistic Center in Orono. And if I know my girls, which I do, they are funny as hell, and it's probably going to be a lot of laughing, a lot of joking around, probably some swearing. If I know my girl T, it will probably also be teasing me, because, you know, that's one of her jobs, is to tease me relentlessly, and I love her for it. So we've got that coming up. I've got some events coming up this weekend. On Saturday, I've got an investigation at the Sock Hop. which is a 1950s themed diner. And we've investigated, my team investigated that before, and now we're opening up to the public. It's really fun. You're going to have the ghost hunt. It includes dinner. And what else? Dinner, a ghost hunting class. So if you've never been ghost hunting before, you're going to learn all about it. And then get to ghost hunt with me. What else? That's about it. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. Of course, I've got my witchy classes. I've also got an intro to meditation on Monday. You can join me for that as well. We've got psychic development on Thursday. All kinds of things. If you go to heavenandearthessentials.com, you can sign up for all of that. Please go to my website, empoweringthedivine.com. That is empoweringthedivine.com. That was my best radio voice. Shoot me an email if you want to be on the show, if you've got a music request or anything, just let me know. I will do everything I can to accommodate you. Know that you are special and you matter and you are loved, and take back the light, my darlings.